people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6000.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I just wanted to comment briefly on the 60-minute program that was aired yesterday about how the rap culture keeps telling black people not to snitch. Don't talk to the police. The police are the enemy. The white man is the enemy. Do not talk to the police if you see someone murdered. And apparently, this is having a very good effect on if you think that this is good for the black community, having a very noticeable effect on the attitude of young blacks. The culture is you don't talk to the police. Well, that's wrong. I mean, if you can't depend upon the police, nothing's perfect, but. I mean, if we're going to have a civilized society, well, we're going to have organized opposition to crime. And they had a black man, a criminologist there, talking about what a terrible effect this message is having. But what people miss is the fact that these videos and DVDs that are putting out this rap message, which is being indoctrinated into the black youth of our nation, are coming from Warner Brothers and other establishment means of controlling the communication. And if they didn't want that message going to the black community, it would not be going. Today, one in every three young black men, is either in prison, parole, or probation. Today in America, we have 7 million Americans in prison, parole, or probation, and a disappropriate number of those are either black or Hispanic. We have, for all intents and purposes, a police state that is targeted people who are non-white. And it's a terrible thing to say, but this is really going on in America today. Not only that, but we have an AIDS epidemic. AIDS is targeted at blacks. Over 50% of the new AIDS and HIV cases are in the black community, and of course those of you who heard my comments in the past realize that there's a great deal of evidence this was genetically created with a predisposition for blacks because they know how to target specific age groups. And this is a terrible, terrible situation. Yet, if you go back to, say, to Margaret Sanger and her beliefs of the inferiority of the black race, or Madame Blavatsky and her writings, inferiority of the black race, and this is totally inappropriate. I happen to be white, but I think every person is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God, and having lived in Africa, I can tell you how brilliant many of these people are. The fellow who swept the floors in my clinic at the university where I worked, he can speak six languages, and I was struggling with Afrikaans. So you have to understand there are people in positions of power who have a different agenda. And instead of addressing, for the black people, the idea of pride in race and pride in accomplishment and doing away with crime and standing up, for a better community among the blacks, as certainly the Bill Cosby and a few others have done, why we see this organized effort to separate us, to turn black against white, and yes, white against black, and Hispanic against white, and white against Hispanic. Divide and conquer is the oldest technique, you know, of tyrants. And unfortunately, this is what we're seeing today. And with that as a background, we have with us today a very, very special guest, a good friend, Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer, who is, was a lawyer at the height of his effectiveness as an attorney. When the Lord called him into the ministry, and he gave up the wonderful benefits of being a successful lawyer to begin a minister. He has a talk radio program, and of course he is with us on Global Star, and you can go to www.globalstar and then punch in four and hear his programs and mine, or you can certainly go to his website and listen to his talks on a daily basis, talking about the importance of God in our community. And with that as a background, of Chuck Chris Meyer, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Well, Stan, once again, it's a real privilege to be able to join you and your listeners today. I'm hearing your lament concerning the condition in the black community in our country. And indeed, it is cause for great lament. On the one hand, George Gallup, who is pollster to the Nation, says that the black community is the most religious in the country and arguably in the whole world. On the other hand, we have the greatest manifestation of breach of God's covenant within the black community, with a 70% illegitimacy rate across the nation, and 85% of black children do not live in a home with their father. And if there's anything that is devastating, those are devastating statistics. And it's those statistics that explain why the dramatic, disproportionate incarceration of black men in our prisons. It's because of the lack of fatherless, the lack of fathers, the lack of direction, the lack of hope, the lack of purpose, and the growing rage that happens within those young men who do not have a father. And this is the reason why God himself was so concerned about fatherlessness. And he said, I'll be a father to the fatherless. He knows the devastating effects of the lack of the father in the home. And Satan has just had a heyday, tearing up the black community, while all the time, you know, they're going to church on Sunday and clapping their hands. But the reality is that Satan is wreaking havoc.
He certainly is. And, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle, you know, for the hearts of men.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there is very little effect. I mean, the church has, in many respects, or the organized church, has failed to influence the black people to give them that idea that each one of them is important because they're a unique creation of God. I mean, that's why we have worth, is because God created us, and of course, God doesn't make mistakes. And really, if the black people had pride in themselves, and of course, our major establishment putting out this rap music and rap culture, and what they're doing to the black community is unconscionable. And you get what you subsidize, you get what you stress, and believe in the establishment that puts out the media and the music is exactly what they do. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dan, back here, we started out talking about the black community, but, I mean, it's really the black community, the white community, indeed the very culture of our society is under attack today. I mean, you get what you subsidize, you get the message that is on television, in our movies, and that is, of course, that sex is fun, that anything goes, there are no moral standards, and you can hop from bed to bed without having any consequences at all. And then, of course, you get what you preach in our schools. There is no God. We are all evolved from the slime. Certainly that there are no standards. There is no right. There is no wrong. When you die, that's all there is. Life is hopeless. Life is tough. And then you die. And, of course, we give our young people this idea of a sense of hopelessness. Little wonder so many of them are disillusioned and really lost in their outlook. And Chuck, why did you pick up the story last time we talked? You were mentioning that last week you were called and asked into a number of schools to address the issue at Virginia Tech. And what was the response you got from the
school? Yes. Actually, I spoke last week four times at Virginia Commonwealth University, that's VCU, not Virginia Tech, and I have been given this opportunity now 4 years in a row, and it's quite astounding. But I'll tell you, I was so grieved with what I experienced, and for instance, along the lines of what you were just talking about, as I talked to them about the hope for the future, in fact, my topic was horror and hope. In the midst of the horror, is there hope? And, of course, the only hope is in the resurrection. But as I said, if you are a firm believer in evolution, there is no hope because there can't be a resurrection. The concept of the resurrection and true Darwinian evolution are totally inconsistent. And without a creator God, there is no resurrection. So I said, basically, you've reduced yourself to an animal, nothing more than an animal. And it's no wonder we get the kind of behavior that we're getting. It's the natural result of natural selection of the survival of the fittest. People do what they want to do, when they want to do it, however they want to do it. And you can talk about love, you can talk about care, you can talk about all these things, but the reality is, ultimately, that every man does that which is right in his own eyes for his own benefit. And there really is no genuine love. But as I talked about this, I was sharing how even some of the major, most renowned philosophers of our age have embraced evolution, and the reason they embraced evolution out of their the words of their own mouth was that the alternative was untenable. In other words, they knew that there were really only two alternatives. Either there was a creator, God, or things happened, just had to happen by natural selection, And so as Aldous Huxley, a famous philosopher, said, I'm compelled to select evolution as the explanation for how things exist because, as he said, the alternative is untenable. And then he went on to explain why the alternative was untenable. He said, the reason is because nobody is going to compel me or tell me how and what I can do sexually. I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, however I want to do it, and nobody's going to tell me any different. Obviously, he knows that the scriptures portray very carefully how we are to conduct our lives sexually because God created that, our life, and that aspect of our life, and he has therefore the authority to tell us what is appropriate and what is not. But he says, no, nobody's going to tell me that at all. Well, fascinatingly, a young lady spoke up rather proudly and said, what's the big deal? Lust is good. I love lust. Lust makes me happy. Nobody's going to keep me from my happiness. I want all the lust in my life that I can have. And she says, besides which, I think Aldous Huxley is one of the greatest philosophers of all time. So here you have a young woman who is boldly and baldly setting forth the general thinking that now prevails across our students in this country. Now, if that's how they're thinking, and they are, then what do we expect? Why should we expect anything other than an explosion of AIDS? Why should we expect anything other than rampant abortion? Why should we expect anything other than sexual infidelity? Why should we expect anything other than a divorce rate now that equals 50% of all marriages? These are the natural things that we would expect from a people who have abandoned God's authority in their life. And Stan, when I came away from these four sessions, I was weeping in my heart, just literally weeping, grieving over how far we have come in just one generation from the sexual rebellion of the 60s to today. We have almost 100% abandoned God's authority in our lives. And we find this very same theme prevailing even in our churches. We just wrap it in a robe of religion to try to hide from it. But the reality is, this very same theme has taken root deeply in our churches, even evangelical churches.
And, of course, so many of our churches will excuse, divorce. Oh, well, I mean, after all, if you're living with somebody and you've fallen out of love with them and you're not happy, then, of course, you just dissolve the mess of the marriage. That's the easy way out. And yet, of course, marriage at one time was where two people were joined together, not by, the minister, but by God, and they swore an oath, not to one another, but to God, that they would be with one another until death do us part. And that has been totally forgotten.
Stan, as I shared with these students at Virginia Commonwealth University, I said, the things that we're talking about here today, the kinds of viewpoints that you are expressing, are so radically different than what would have existed 50 years ago. Students from 50 years ago would not even recognize the kinds of things you're bringing up, the viewpoints, because they are so contrary to everything that was at the root and foundation of life in this country. And you know what their response was? Well, that's for the better then. Now we have sexual freedom. Now we have women's rights. Now we have the right to do what we want with our bodies. They saw all of this as wonderful and this is cool. And now we are really modern and now we have really progressed.
And now we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. But isn't it wonderful? We've got a new vaccine, so you don't have to worry about getting human papillomavirus, or at least in years ahead. If you already have it, the vaccine doesn't do any good. But for the next generation, they're not going to have to worry about, well, it does only get two of the about 15 different types of human papillomavirus. But it gets the worst to it. Isn't it wonderful what science has done so that we can liberate it and we won't have to worry about the fact that 60 million Americans have a sexually transmitted viral disease as a direct result of the message that we are actually financing with our tax money that is being pushed in our schools today? And where is the outcry from the church? Why, it's deafening in its silence.
Well, it is deafening in its silence, and probably the most deafening area of the church's silence is in the area of divorce and remarriage, Dan. There is no issue that comes closer to reveal the apostasy of the heart of the church today than the issue of divorce and remarriage. God says he hates divorce. It's very clear. Jesus, the Lord of the church, said whoever divorces their spouse causes them to commit adultery, and whoever marries the one so divorced commits adultery. The Apostle Paul said that a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives, but if he be dead, and only if he be dead, then is she free to remarry, and then only if he's a true believer. Well, we just don't believe those things anymore. From pulpit to pew, we just don't believe it. And now, the divorce rate in God's own house, and I'm talking about even evangelical communities, the divorce rate is slightly greater than that of the nation as a whole, and has been for at least 10 years, and among our pastors is the second highest of all professions in this country, and is equal to that of their parishioners. Our pastors stand in the pulpits of America today and have absolutely no moral authority to speak to their congregations on this issue. And so on any given Sunday morning, between 40 and 50% of the people sitting in the pews, even of our evangelical congregations, are divorced in adultery or fornication according to biblical definition. Now, how can God bless such a people? The great Apostle Paul said, look, don't be deceived. Neither adulterers, nor fornicators, nor practicing homosexuals, and then he gives a list of a number of other sin. He said, none of you are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, this is serious. This isn't a matter of just social issues. This is a matter of eternal destiny, Stan. And we have so bought into this idea that it's all about my happiness that we have totally missed God's holiness. Now, we are neither happy nor holy. And as the Apostle Paul wrote, or whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, without holiness, no man or woman or child is going to see the Lord. This is serious business, and we are playing with fire. We are playing with eternal fire in the name of pursuing personal peace and happiness.
And, of course, the big problem in the church is there is no longer a fear of the Lord. They've changed the very nature of God. God loves everybody, and, of course, wants everybody to be happy, and that is the major theme. And we've lost the concept that we have a God of justice. We have a God, certainly, of love. We also have a God of judgment, and we have a God of vengeance. And God brings, you know, his vengeance and his judgment upon nations that turn away from him. And they tell us that, you know, well, that was the Old Testament. This is the New Testament now. God has somehow changed his very outlook on the world, and certainly we would never see judgment on America or the people here today, because we all live under grace. And, you know, I think that they by so altering the very message of God, they have created a problem that gives us all an out. We just don't have to be really responsible, because we'll always be forgiven no matter what we do.
Stan, God himself said, I change not. The scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we really have convinced ourselves that God somehow changed his character, became a divine chameleon in the New Testament, and somehow morphed into a butterfly from a caterpillar or something, and that he's not the same God, that he adopted a completely different viewpoint, and that his standard is different, and it just isn't true. God has not changed one iota. Time magazine picked up on this theme on April 5, 1993, as Americans were flooding back to church following Gulf War I under Bush I. And their feature article was quite incredible. The cover of the magazine had a cross, and next to the cross it said, "The Generation That Forgot God." And as you open the magazine, it's a double-page spread called The Church Search, talking about how people were flooding back to church, and church would never again be the same. And here's what Time magazine noted. The reason the church would never be the same again is because Americans were looking for a custom-made God, one made in their own image. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement to come from a secular magazine like Time magazine. It's almost like God was trying to speak to the country through the mouth of a donkey, and we still didn't get it.
We'll be back in a moment, as I just said, our session here.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, I can ask I hear the American people that works. I come in and check Mr. Myers, I guess, this morning, on one of our previous programs. What a crazy world it is where we find an ex-lawyer and an ex-orthopedic surgeon, you know, both having radio ministries and both, of course, trying to tell people what the church should be telling them and what the ministers should be telling them about the fear of our Lord. And certainly we should love the Lord, we should obey the Lord and keep his commandments, we should fear the Lord and keep his commandments, and that message has been simply removed from the modern church. Well, I want you, Chuck, could you give out your web page, tell people how they can listen to your programs, and we do carry two of your books. I know we carry Out of Egypt and one of the others.
The Power of Hospitality.
Big friend?
The Power of Hospitality.
Yes, we have that one. And what's the
also
other one?
A Renewing the Soul of America.
So I guess we have Renewing the Soul of America and Out of Egypt, and then the Power of Hospitality we don't carry yet. But tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can listen to your programs, and get in touch with your ministry.
Yes, our website is saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org. And, of course, people can listen to our program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Off of that, the archive section of the website, saveus.org. And in addition to that, Stan, they can contact us by telephone at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. And so, you know, we're pressing on like you are. And I think one of the interesting facets of this is that as a nation begins to implode moral and spiritually, the scriptures make it plain that the pastors or priests and the people become complicit in the fall. It becomes like people, like priest. And we find that the Old Testament prophets talked about that. Like people, like priest. And when that happens, the only way that God can get his message to the people is through a prophetic voice that he raises up to circumvent the gatekeepers. And in reality, that's what you and I are doing. Now, we haven't intentionally tried to do that. We just tried to obey God and tell the people what they need to hear. But the reality is that God can't get his message out through the pastors of his people because they become guardians of the status quo, just like the religious leaders of Jesus' day. And they were more interested in protecting their power, perks, and position than they were in declaring God's truth. And so they would do anything they could to protect that position, even to the crucifixion of Jesus. And it wasn't just Jesus that took the heat from them. Every one of the apostles was persecuted by the same bunch. The apostle Paul was persecuted by exactly the same bunch and for the same reasons. And so some things, it's what you might say deja vu all over again. We're seeing the very same things being played out in this country that supposedly was a nation under God, a nation that was birthed on the dedication to fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, teaching people to obey everything that God has commanded. But now we have become so seeker-sensitive, so desirous of pleasing people, that we no longer try to please God. And it's all about pleasing people. And now, as if the seeker-sensitive movement wasn't enough, now we have the emerging church movement, which is bringing even the more so the ways and spirit of the world into the church, supposedly, so that we can reach the world. But the reality is that the world has taken over the church. And so God can hardly get a word in edgewise anymore.
Well, whenever there is a major, of course, catastrophe, why then, of course, as we saw last Monday, a week ago, seems like an eternity ago, but it was just a week ago, then they have a church service. And what do they bring into the church service? Why they have their Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
They have their Muslim there to speak about God. And I suppose they even mention Christianity in passing. But unfortunately, we seem to be heading away from, Christianity and this being a Christian nation. It's almost as if there's an organized effort to create a new religion where we unite all religions. Why, in heaven's name, at a nationally televised church service to to commemorate, to deal with the tragedy that happened last week. You know, would the president be there, and we'd have a Buddhist? Why would we have a Buddhist? Is this, how many Buddhists do we have who go to Virginia Tech?
Yeah, right.
Why would we have a Muslim there? Isn't this a Christian nation, or was this a Christian nation? Well, and I think we have to ask the question, are they giving us a message? Is there a real effort to create a new world order, a new world religion, perhaps led by a new world leader? And what you saw last week was simply to give us this idea of how we have to unite all the religions of the world as we face the tragedies of today.
Well, Stan, it's all about this orgy of good feelings, and we have redefined the faith when you no longer believe that there is one true God. And as I stood before the students of Virginia Commonwealth University four times last week and proclaimed the words of Christ himself, there is only, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to God the Father but by me. And they just don't get it. They don't receive it. They say, well, in fact, I heard the words, look, if everybody isn't going to love me in whatever religion I have, and all the religions aren't going to come together in love and joy and peace, and if we can't all get together, then I'd rather go to hell with those that love me that way than I would to go to heaven with this exclusionary gospel. Well, that's the viewpoint. And when people will actually put that on their lips, you know we're in deep trouble.
And, but does anybody have any concept of what hell really would be? And of course, a lot of them say, I really don't believe in eternity. They don't believe, you know, that there is an afterlife. But, of course, you know, there is an afterlife. And we were put here for a purpose. And if we fail in that purpose, why, there is going to be a judgment.
Well, indeed, there is. And, of course, that's untenable, because it doesn't sound like the God that's been reconstructed in the image of the people. We no longer are willing to see the Bible as authority. No longer do young people, even Christian young people anymore, see the Scriptures as absolute authority. Here's the reality, Stan. Among the nation as a whole, among our young people, only 4% believe in absolute truth of any type. And among our so-called Christian young people, only 9% believe in absolute truth.
He'll be right.
The future of America right there.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
I guess it's Morning Pastor Chuck Crismeyer, a few years ago was a practicing attorney, and what was it, about 1992 that the Lord called you out of your the legal profession?
It sure was, Stan, and what a shock that was to an awful lot of people. After 30 years of business, ministry, and political investment in Southern California, he called us to leave the practice of law and everything that we knew there and sell everything we had, our boat at Lake Arrowhead, our cabin, our Mercedes, our SUV, and to move to the birth city of America, Richmond, Virginia, where we launched our national radio program Viewpoint 12 years ago. And like you, every day now we are preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. We are living in the most amazing time of human history. And here we are as a nation imploding, walking away from the God who made and preserved us a nation at the very same time that Israel is also increasingly walking away from their God as well. And it is just an unbelievable picture as the world is convulsing. The leaders of the nations are trembling because of they see the great threat coming upon the earth. So much so, last week, Stan, I was interviewing Michael Oren, who is the author of a powerful book called Power, Faith, and Fantasy, The Role of the United States in the Middle East from 1776 to the present. And here he is, a Jewish man, talking to me from Israel, and he begins to pick up the spirit of what I'm talking about. He's not a Christian believer, but he's a practicing Jew, and so he begins to show how God has used this nation powerfully in the life of the Middle East to prepare and fulfill biblical prophecy. And then in the bottom of the hour, during a 3-minute break, he shares with me, he says, Chuck, I got to tell you, it's as if I can literally feel the ground trembling under my feet here in Jerusalem. He said, we are on pins and needles. The leaders here are just frightened beyond words. And we know that Ehud Olmert, the prime minister of Israel, has basically said, look, I'm going to sign over God-deeded land for peace. I don't care. We've got to have peace. We're going to have peace at any cost. And he's literally, Stan, he's out there begging the Islamic world to come meet with him so that he can sign over all this land. It's just unbelievable.
Well, of course, the thing is that, I mean, anybody who is realistic about what's going on in the Middle East knows that they're sitting on a powder keg. I mean, certainly the Arabs are ready to attack Israel. It's only a matter of time. It's not if, but when. And, of course, what part will America play? Why is America in the Middle East? Because I believe God intends for us to be involved in some terrible event that's about to happen. And, of course, as we read the scriptures, we don't find any mention of America as a nation playing an important part in the end times. So what's going to happen to America's influence? What's going to happen to America? Nobody wants to ask this from God's perspective. So,
well, they don't. Now, there is a fascinating passage of Scripture. Isaiah 18 is, I believe, the only prophecy in the Old Testament that does not specifically mention the nation or the city that's involved. And it says, woe to the land shadowing with wings, whose land the rivers have spoiled. It is a nation that when it says, when it lifts up an ensign and blows the trumpet, listen up, because that's going to be the point when everything's going to break loose in the world.
Right.
And then this particular nation, whatever nation that is going to be judged in its prime, the scripture says. It's going to be pruned in its prime. And there's going to be a massive, massive destruction and judgment of that nation. And then there's going to be a remnant that is going to be presented as a gift to the Lord. It's the most, one of the most fascinating prophecies in the Bible. And, you know, seeing that no specific nation is mentioned by name, and seeing that it seems to describe in a very real way, the very nature of the United States of America, I have a conviction. I can't say a thus saith the Lord, but I have a conviction that it is referring to the United States of America, that when it blows the trumpet and lifts up the ensign, beware. And that's what happened when we went into Iraq. When we blew the trumpet and we went in and crossed the prophetic Rubicon across the Euphrates River into Iraq, I believe that that was the beginning of, that was America blowing the trumpet worldwide. And all the nations then began to lift up their countenances, so to speak, and everything has changed since then. For instance, as we speak, Russia now, in the last 12 months, has resurged into a position of the number two, and some would argue, number one world leader in the world. Here was a nation that the United States was almost mocking as a third world country, having lost its power. The Russian bear was, down and out, down for the count, and we never had to be concerned about Russia again. But now, with the resurrection of the petrodollar, Russia being the second largest producer and exporter of oil in the world, and the number one producer and exporter of natural gas, it has now been resurrected to be the most potent force, and has choreographed in just 6 months the entire Islamic world, and is now the number one exporter of arms to the third world, and through the petrodollar and its arms, has now brought the rest of the world into its camp and is setting up Ezekiel 38:39 battle, it is foretold.
God bless you, Chuck. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks,
Dan. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, this is Archer Stan, and as I often tell Chuck Crismeyer when we talk off the air, what a privilege it is at this time in history to have a voice, a radio voice, through the miracle of radio and shortwave and internet and satellite, a voice that's heard throughout the world. And certainly Chuck has one, and I have one, and you can hear us on Global Star, where we both have programs, or certainly you can go to his website, of Save USA. And of course you can go to RadioLiberty.com, and if you click on the live programming there, well, you can hear Chuck Crismeyer as well as my program. So certainly you have to understand we're on the verge of the transformation of society, and the America that you and I know and love has been lost. Will it ever be reclaimed? I don't know. We're just going to have to try to reach as many people as we can. If we were to have a third great awakening, why, we might be able to turn this around. I'm not optimistic. I don't see any signs it's coming. But all we can do is do our best and hope we can reach as many people. Maybe we're just reaching the remnant who will be here proclaiming the word of the Lord, you know, as things grow darker and darker. And the one thing I will tell you, though, is I'm firmly convinced that the American people are not going to listen to our message until things get bad. So from that point of view, I'm enthusiastic, because I know that we're on the verge of some terrible and terrible tragedies here in America. Well, as many of you know, I will be coming to Colorado to speak in Loveland on the 9th of June, and we hope many of you will mark that off. It's a Saturday evening, and we'll be giving our talk. If you have not yet seen our Brotherhood of Darkness video or read the book, or if you have not yet seen my new and latest presentation, which really explains why we were in the Middle East from a biblical point of view, and really from a prophetic point of view, why, of course, let me suggest Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the great philosophers, through the secret societies, through the mystery religions. Forbidden Secret is must-seeing for anybody out there in the listening audience who wants to really understand, not what you read in the newspaper, but the truth. And remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if I can suggest that if any of you out there are really believe, as I do, that we're heading into terrible times, that we are facing famine, that the world has the smallest stocks of food since 1972, that there's drought in Australia, that there are going to be terrible times here in America as far as food, and we could soon be facing a worldwide famine. Why, if you'd like an emergency food catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or if you're concerned about other the health things that you need to know about, give us a call. And if you want one of our regular catalogs, you want to understand why we are in the Middle East today from the cosmic point of view, because we are following a cosmic script. Why, my February newsletter, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge, or it's available at our internet site at RadioLiberty.com. If you have a computer, go to the computer and pull down the February Radio Liberty letter, RadioLiberty.com. Again, that number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for free time, and pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, take the night.